come out the door. She said, "Did you know there are mushrooms growing out here?" And I said, "Lady, don't you eat them." I said, "Those are not mushrooms." "Oh," she said, "they're not." I said, "No." I said, "You might poison yourself." And by the way, I heard a discussion over the TV in Toledo the other night. It was very interesting about the mushroom. And this doctor that was being, he was an agriculture man from one of the universities. I don't know whether it was Toledo U or where it was. I forgot. But anyway, he had gotten a letter from different people that he was reading, and they was asking for books on the mushroom and what was edible and what was not. He said, well, he had the books, but he said, "I wouldn't advise anybody to read the books and decide what one is edible." He said, "They are very, very dangerous." And he says, "If you pick mushrooms yourself, you'd better get somebody that is good authority before you eat them."
Uh-huh. Well, that's good advice.
And I have always heard that, too. Mm-hmm. And my father used to be, of course, he never liked mushrooms, and I don't either. Mm-hmm. But he always was very careful about cautioning anyone about the mushroom.
You know, I grew up where it was not uncommon for people to go out, and I was out as a boy a very great
yeah.
deal, but I was never attracted to them. I don't know why. We didn't have them. I think maybe because there was nobody in the family that became the expert.
Well, there is one that comes in the spring that you're pretty safe using. However, it's the morale. It goes something like this. Here's the stem here, and it's full of holes all over. That is, looks like a pretty much like the radiator in an automobile. The comb inside of
it.
You'll find that on it. You've probably seen that mushroom.
Uh-huh.
But that is the only one I'm pretty sure that one would be safe to eat.
I see.
And I think that's what most people find. But however, there are three or four varieties that are very good, they say. None of them would be good to me.
Well, I like them not by themselves particularly.
Yeah.
Well, now, what is your word for these gourd-like plants? There's a.
We just refer to them as gourds.
A
gourd-like plant
uh-huh.
that is edible.
Yes.
Squash.
Yes.
Would be
uh-huh.
one. Yes.
Yeah. No, there's no other word that you.
Not that I know of.
That
no.
you use for
no.
that. Okay. Okay. Well, this is changing things just a little bit here. Let's see. You might say, if you had a little bit of trouble, I took a pill last night, but I couldn't
swallow.
Okay. And if somebody was very happy and was carrying on singing and laughing, you were describing that, you might say, well, she was really happy, she was
a very happy person.
You'd say she was doing both these things. You'd say
yeah.
she was
overjoyed, or
uh-huh. You'd say singing and laughing, or
yeah.
singing
yeah.
and laughing.
Yes.
Uh-huh. if you might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just, if you're unable to, you'd say, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's somebody who had done the wrong thing, and you were talking about it later, you say, well, he, how would you put that if you, somebody had done the wrong thing and you were commenting about it later, and
oh,
not unsympathetic, you'd say, well, he just simply.
I would.